Thank you for choosing our Shop Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm just calling to confirm my switch over to your company. I just want to make sure before I cancel my other one that there's no changes in the day you're coming to hook me up.
Sure, I'd be happy to help you with that. Can I get your service address, please?
104 Roosevelt Avenue, Kingston.
Looking that up, one second. Can I get your last name, please?
Hagopian.
Can you spell that for me?
Hagopian.
So we have it as 98 Roosevelt Avenue. Is that not the right address?
Oh, my God. No, it's not. And the guy that was here, his name was Jason or Justin or something. Mm-hmm. He put it in wrong, and he said he was going to go back and talk to Matt or somebody and get it changed. Yeah, I don't know. That's what came up. He was standing in the driveway between my neighbor's house and mine, and it came up. No, I'm 104.
Okay, I will definitely get this adjusted. Give me a sec. Because that's definitely not the right address. If you were at 104 and this will get put in as 98.
Yeah.
Let me look into something real quick. I do have a way of checking this real quick.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think my neighbors at 98 have switched. You know, I was talking to them, but I don't think they've done it yet.
Give me one moment.
Sure.
Have to go through my list of people who are.
It's supposed to be the 7th, November 7th at 1 o'clock was what he set me up as.
No, I understand. Give me a sec. I'm just going to get through this real quick and see if I can find your ID real quick just so I can make sure I'm getting our right customer. There we go. Let me see who signed you up.
Began with a J, I know that.
All right, I see that information now. Okay, looks like it was one of our door-to-door representatives. All right, so that looks like that your address got inputted incorrectly. Give me one moment. Is it okay if I put you on a brief hold while I pass this information along to someone who can make these adjustments and potentially
get
this fixed? Yes, please give me one moment.
Uh-huh.